ahead and start this meeting. All right, well, welcome to the Reedley Planning Commission special meeting dated Monday, July 24, 2017. If everyone could please stand up and we're gonna do the Pledge of Allegiance. Please place the flag, ready, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. All right, Ellen, we're gonna do a roll call for attendance, please.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Bissett?
Here.
Commissioner Hudson?
Here.
Commissioner Perez?
Here.
Chairman Custodio?
Here. So now we're in a portion of our agenda that reflects public comment. This provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the Planning Commission items of interest to the public within the Commission's jurisdiction and which are not already on this agenda this evening. There'll be a portion for public comment after we discuss the agenda item, okay? But this is for if anyone has any comment from the public for any additional things that are not on the agenda.
Is the real audio on the agenda?
It is, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So there's no one for items off the agenda. Now we're here to consent the agenda that happened for minutes, a regular meeting May 4, 2017. That's agenda item number one. Commissioners, did you guys have a time to review the minutes? Was there any questions, concerns about our meeting back in May?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and recommend the commission to approve the minutes for May 4, 2017. I'm going to go ahead and set a motion to approve.
Second.
You have a second? Can we get a roll call, please?
Chairman Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Bissett?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Okay, now we come to the public hearing, which is agenda item number two. This is the consideration of conditional use permit application number 20174. I'm gonna go ahead and hand it over to staff so they can explain what this CPU is all about.
Thank you very much, Chairman. So we have two different action items that will be taking place under this specific item. First is item A, that's the approval of environmental assessment number 2017-5. That's determining that this conditional use permit application number 2017-4 is exempt from the California Environmental Quality Act pursuant to section 15301, which means that it is an existing facility and that there are no changes taking place with this project itself. The second recommendation is for the denial of conditional use permit application number 2017-4. This action would uphold the revoking of administrative review permit application 2014-31, which requested authorization of an audio system sales and installation business located at 1430 East Manning Avenue, Suite B, which is on the northwest corner of East Manning Avenue and Caddy Avenue in Reedley, California. Just as a very quick background on the item and a precursor before we get started. It's not often that the Planning Commission has items that will come before them that can be sensitive, such as this, and in particular can have an impact on a local business. That's something that staff takes very, very seriously, and something that we care deeply about is the success of our businesses here in our great community. So with that said, as we're going through the staff report here, if there's any concerns or questions that any of the planning commissioners have of me, any background items, clarifications that you'd like to have, by all means, please ask away and we'll do our very best to answer them in the most appropriate fashion that we can. Okay, so for the executive summary here, what we have before us today is conditional use permit application number 2017-4. This is pertaining to an appeal that was associated with the revoking of administrative review permit application number 2014-31. This item was approved on October 20th, 2014. However, following consistent complaints in regards to excessive noise emanating from this business locations, multiple contacts from the Reedley Police Department in response to those complaints, and repeated attempts by the Community Development Department to notify the business owner of these complaints and the needed corrective actions, there was no official response or resolution that had taken place. The applicant was notified that his administrative review approval was going to be revoked effective July 1st, 2017, and the applicant has elected to appeal that revoking action, which requires the Planning Commission to now consider this as a conditional use permit application. Given the frequency and the nature of the complaints, in addition to the extended lack of appropriate response or violation to those corrections over time from the business owner, staff's recommendation is that the Planning Commission deny the conditional use permit request. So to give a bit of background here, on October 14th, 2014, Mr. Talat Ali submitted administrative review application 2014-31 for business activities to be located at 1430 East Manning Avenue. The applicant indicated that his business would entail the sales and installation of car audio equipment, that he was going to operate from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday weekly. Staff determined that the general plan designation, which was and is still community commercial, and the zoning designation, which was and also is still central and community commercial, were appropriate for this for these business activities. As such, he received approval of this application on October 20th, 2014. In his approval letter, he was notified of the conditions of approval that apply to business activities within this area. This included both administrative conditions as well as code requirements. Those were attached as attachment 3, which is the actual application that he had submitted in 2014 and the approval thereof. Had the conditions of approval on it. They start about halfway down on page 1 and go into about 3/4 of the way down to page 2. There were no appeals to this approval, no questions about anything, any of those conditions that had been listed. And Mr. Ali then sought and received an active business license to conduct business activities within the city of Reedley. On April 16th of 2016, calls were received by the Reedley Police Department regarding excessive noise and what the person deemed as inappropriate business activities. I wanted to make sure we highlighted that right there because that can sound like a loaded term, an inappropriate business activity. It was simply cars being staged or repaired outside of the rear of the building. Within the municipal code for the city of Reedley, all business activities have to take place within an enclosed building unless there's a special permit that allows for them to not do that. And that's very specific to the use, which would not apply to anything within Mr. Ali's business that he was approved for at this location. This happened just before 11 p.m. on that night. So with the business location being indicated as the source, the police responded to that location, but reported that the activities themselves were not witnessed by the officers. Similar complaints were then received on July 27th and October 20th, both outside of the stated business hours. On November 8th, 2016, the business owner was notified via letter by the then community development director that such continued complaints were contrary to his conditions, that he was given his administrative approval, and that they violated the municipal code standards. The letter further stated that continued complaints could result in the revoking of his administrative approval and the suspension of his business permit. On November 19th of 2016, in midday, police again responded to continued complaints. Because the November complaint was actually during business hours, the officers were able to interface with the business owner this time and offer advisement and a warning about the repeated complaints and respectfully requested that he turn down the volume that was bothering some of the neighbors. Calls regarding excessive noise continued on February 24th, on April 1st, and on May 10th of 2017. On May 10th, the responding officers again interfaced with the business owner, notifying him of continued complaints, and they offered a secondary warning. I think it's important to notate at this time that the officers, because they did not personally witness any of the activities, did not issue any type of formal citation to the business owner, nor do they need to in that type of instance. Warnings is typically what we prefer to do with the hope that the person emanating the sound or causing the commotion for the neighborhood will tone those items down or bring that in line with the standards. On June 2nd, 2017, the business owner was again notified via letter, this time sent both by U.S. mail and electronically via email by the community development director that such complaints were continuing to be received And this was following the initial and repeated warnings. They outlined the specific conditions of code sections that were being violated, and that because they had not been fixed, that his administrative approval would now be revoked, effective on July 1st, 2017. Offers were made to assist the business owner in locating to a more suitable location for his business model, in the hopes that that he could continue to have a successful business operation within the city of Reedley. On June 9th, 2017, the City of Reedley Community Development Department received a copy of a letter provided to Mr. Ali by Rentec Property Management regarding their receipt of the city's communications in relation to these continued complaints. Rentec is actually the owner of the property located down in Southern California. They have since communicated with us again to let us know that the building is actually leased to Jaime Cervantes with Marquez Jewelry. And that any activities that are taking place there are being done under a sublease through through Mr. Cervantes.
Can you repeat that one more time for me, please?
Yes. Which part? The about
the
ownership?
Lease, who actually signs that lease?
So Rentec Property Management is the name of the company that actually owns. So the owner of Rentec Property Management is the owner of the location. They have leased that to the owner of Marquez Jewelry, Jaime Cervantes, and communicated with us that they have given him permission to sublease the item, the location.
Thank you.
Their letter highlighted the fact that they had received these communications from the city, and they were hoping that the business owner would take them as a serious warning and ask them to come in line and to correct any of those violations immediately. And even stated that there could be potential legal action on their side if this had to escalate. On June 23rd, 2017, the business owner was reminded again via letter, also sent hard copy and electronic, by the community development director of the upcoming revoking action, and again extended an offer for relocation assistance. Unfortunately, as with previous communications, no response was received from the business owner. On Friday, June 30th, 2017, the business owner visited City Hall to renew his business license for the 2017-18 fiscal year. Upon arrival, he was notified that the cancellation of his administrative approval now made it impossible for him to renew his business license at that location. At that time, he claimed that he had not received any of the previous communications and that the severity of the situation had been unknown to him. In response, Mr. Ali, the business owner, emailed the assistant city manager regarding his inability to renew his permit and desire to meet with staff to discuss a resolution. It was then determined by the community development director that such communication should be considered as a formal written appeal in regards to the administrative approval revocation, and that the appeal process would now entail the Reedley Planning Commission hearing this item as a conditional use permit in accordance with Reedley Municipal Code. As a business courtesy, on Monday, July 3rd, 2017, the city processed a temporary business license, which was good through July 31st of 2017 for Mr. Ali, and immediately began scheduling his Planning Commission hearing to consider the appeal process. We also waived the $500 appeal fee as a one-time courtesy. On July 7th, 2017, Mr. Ali was then hand-delivered a letter by the Community Development Director and Assistant City Manager giving him notice of the CUP process, including the date, time, and location of this Planning Commission meeting where we're sitting right now. The letter further explained that the details of the temporary business license, the consequences that would that could follow should he continue to operate without the appropriate approvals and or permits from the city, and the actions that he has the right to take should he choose to appeal any decision made by the Planning Commission. Mr. Ali was also encouraged again to contact the Community Development Director to arrange a sit-down meeting prior to the hearing to discuss any questions and concerns and to receive any support that that City Hall could offer to him. Unfortunately, again, as with previous offers, Mr. Ali did not make any attempts to respond to schedule such a meeting. On July 12, 2017, public hearing notices regarding this CUP hearing were sent to all property owners within a 350-foot radius of this business location, also notifying them of the date, time, and location of this hearing, as well as the details of the application. And on July 13th, 2017, this same public hearing notice was properly posted in the Reedley Exponent. As far as the bordering property around to the north, you have low-density residential, standard R16 existing zoning, single-family normal lot, standard lot. And to the east, south, and west, you have all community commercial and for the general plan designation, and CC, central and community commercial for the existing zoning. The complaints, of course, that have been received are coming from the residential areas, and typically because of the time that those that those noise complaints have been coming in. So with that stated, the various attachments that we have here, wanted to make sure the Planning Commission had the opportunity to see the communications that we had sought to have with the business owner. And then, of course, we have a resolution 2017-4, which is a resolution denying the Planning Commission to deny the conditional use permit request. With that, that concludes staff's report, and I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
I do. Rob, could you explain the noise complaints, if the process of how that takes with, you know, actually communicating with individuals? Mm-hmm. I mean, how did that happen with Reilly PD?
So what will typically happen with a noise complaint is that someone will call into the police department to report what they see is an inappropriate noise or an excessive noise or something of that nature. These calls can be done anonymously. They can also be recorded as well if the person wishes to give their name.
If they wish.
If they wish to give their name. But you're not required to file any type of report with the police department to give that type of information. So they can be done anonymously. The police will then be dispatched to the area, and they will arrive on scene as soon as they can to the area where they are dispatched. The interesting thing about noise on two sides of it are, first, the police cannot and will not even try to give any type of citation unless they personally witness it themselves, right? And that is to try to make sure that due process is done for everyone. The second thing is, when it comes to complaints of noise coming from residential areas like that, there's not a set standard which you might see in the commercial or the industrial districts, which is a certain decibel level. They just simply define that as excessive noise, and excessive noise simply just means noise that a person of standard hearing ability would find offensive or excessive, which can be quite open to interpretation. As we know, everybody can, you know, I love chocolate ice cream, but some people don't like it, you know what I mean? So unfortunately, it can be up to everybody's own determination on what that is, but that's the way that PD will respond to those items. If it is a continued item, then the police department will typically contact the community development department and in connection or collaboration with code enforcement, which actually operates under the fire department here in Reilly, to try to address the situation. So code enforcement would be there to check on the items, or depending on what type of approval was given for the activities that are taking place there, the community development department might take on this one, which is what happened in this case.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Any more questions you guys want to ask Rob before we go to public comment?
My question was, if the individuals in that residential area have been impacted by the noise level, were they notified of this meeting?
They were.
Well, I think it would be beneficial for us to hear what they have to say, since it's affecting them, not necessarily where we live, but
sure,
affecting these individuals.
Right.
Okay.
Any other questions, concerns you guys want Rob to answer?
No, sir.
No? Okay, thank you, Rob, for that. So now, with that being said, we're gonna go ahead and give an opportunity for public comment on this agenda item. We do want to set some guidelines here. We have we allow the speakers to limit their comments to no more than 3 minutes. That way we can move along the meeting. So we have a little timer here. If there's back and forth between the conversations, it doesn't add to your 3 minutes. But let's be respectful and get this meeting moving and with flow. We're not here to argue back and forth, anything of that nature. We just want to get some comments, and then we can move on from there. But we have the podium here, so if there's anyone that wants to speak, please state your name. And the minimal, if you don't want to give your address, you can give the city that you reside in.
Good afternoon, Reda Benani, former owner of Benani's Fine Italian Cuisine in Dainuba.
Okay. How do you spell your last
recognize
name?
Recognize some faces. Benani, B-E-N-N-A-N-I.
Thank you.
I am now a senior legislative advocate for California Legislative Advocacy, and I'm a business advocate. So I am approaching this commission tonight, good evening to all of you guys.
Good evening.
Because I was called by a personal friend, so I'm here as a friend.
Okay.
I got to review the letter that staff sent to this business, and something interesting was mentioned. And I'd like to ask directly Mr. Terry, how many times did an official from the city of Reedley has witnessed this kind of violation?
As far as?
As building department code enforcement officer or any city official or any police officer?
We did not have anybody that confirmed.
Okay, Mr. Terry. So my next question to you is that you mentioned a very interesting word, due process.
Mm-hmm.
Due process. So the police department and city officials have to go by that, by due process, but not the city officials?
That's why we're sitting in this meeting today.
Well, no, sir. You refused and you advised this commission against the renewal of his business license without due process.
That's a staff recommendation.
Staff recommendation.
Right, which is part of the public process.
Yes, sir. Do you have any kind of proof of the incidents happening, or are they just reports? Could be the competition down the street trying to put him out of business. Do we have anything from the police department dispatch, a list of these phone calls, the times they were made?
We do.
Can you present them tonight?
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
How many of them do you have?
We have
seven of them.
Seven.
Seven of them.
Mm-hmm.
And how many of them were anonymous?
They don't actually keep that record. They simply just keep the record of when the call was made and how it was responded to.
So what I'm trying to get to is, you know, I live in a residential area where, you know, the guy throws a party every Saturday evening. Municipal code states 9 p.m., 10 p.m., you shut it down, end the story. Police officer shows up with a decibel machine and listens to the sound to see if there is a true violation or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the person gets cited the first time, second time, and third time. What do? Do we evict that person out of their house because they're too loud? Do we do an eviction?
That person wouldn't have an administrative approval to conduct a business activity.
Okay, but that's fine.
That's where the difference
might be. So in this case, Mr. Ali never was cited for this. I'd like to see a few citations first, in the first place. I mean, due process, correct? You don't even have a citation for this business owner, and you're refusing to renew his business license? Don't you find that a little cavalier? Are we assassinating small business? Do you know what small business is about? Do you know that this man standing here has a family with children that you're trying to put out of business based on rumors with no proof? That's all I have to say. Ladies and gentlemen of this commission, please, proof, due process. Please.
Thank you.
It'll say a lot about your city. Please. We're talking about small business.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
I took a video. My name is Talat Ali. Okay. I'm the owner of the Realist Audio. Okay. I've been bringing business. I work so hard to make the business work. It's so hard these days with Amazon, internet sales. And I got people from Kingsburg, and I've been in the city for 14 years. 14 years. I used to be on 1349 I Street, and I moved because it was so horrible there, getting broken into. So I looked to relocate, and I relocated. And everybody on Katy, I've done about like 5-6 cars on that side. And I tell my customers, when they come in, don't base your system up, because I don't want to get in trouble. I'm already in trouble. When he gave me the extension, it was Minkler. It was it wasn't you that gave me that extension for my business license.
Our assistant city manager.
Which was very nice and understanding. When I went, they had the wrong email. I don't know if he told you guys that. when they didn't email it to me. I went and told Ellen that day, and then Ellen went back and forth, and then she came and called me a liar. She's right here. I got my worker for witness. I got the accountant. She called me a liar. She said that it's not adding up. I said, I'm not here. And I even told her, could you please? I'm not here to smut her name or nothing. She's a good lady. Maybe she was having a bad day that day. But I told her I didn't have no recollection. I don't like to even know that we have a complaint. I like to fix it. I can't sleep if I know we have a complaint. So I went to her when I try to go renew it, and she says, stop. And I'm like, she told the lady, the clerk, to stop. And I said, why? And she says, well, wait up. Let me tell you, she came, and the accountant lady, the other lady, I forgot her name. Ellen, what was her name? Tiffany. She witnessed Ellen telling me that I was a liar. And I even told Ellen, could you please not talk to me like that? Because I'm not here to disrespect you. I'm here to get a resolution because I like the city of Reedley. I love to do business here. I do. I told her I do. I just did the fire truck maybe about 4 or 5 months ago. And she's all, I don't care what you do. Don't bring it up. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to throw it in your face that I have an account with the city. And I do all the city cars. And she was just not having it that day. I don't know if she was having a bad day.
Mr. Ali, do you have anything specific to your conditional use permit request?
Right.
Yes, I do. I took a video of that Zumba class and how loud it was.
Well, and I was, it's irrelevant.
Okay.
Well, Mr. Ali, I know I don't want to interrupt, but could you just state your email address?
TheRealistAudio@gmail.com. They had Imad's World.
Which was the email address you'd given on your application.
Right, on the application.
And I told her I didn't have that email no more.
You also had items that hard copy were delivered to your business address.
And I explained to her I didn't get them. And
well, we'll discuss that right now. Okay. Because, I mean, go ahead and
I've done all the vehicles on Katie. Like I said, I've done the vehicles on Katie. And I wish they would come to me. Nobody's came to me and told me, could you lower it? I would tell them. I would go and tell them, yes, I would. If it's bothering you, I would fix it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? No one had ever came to me. Officer would come and say, hey, I was just told to come out here, and I know you have a business to run, and it's an audio shop, but I'm just, when they complain, I have to come out here. This is my job. And I told them, I understand. And I've done officers' cars.
Right.
I've done a lot of people's cars, so... I'm just here to tell you guys that I'm here to work with any conditions you guys want me to work with. If you guys don't want installations there, I could get an industrial place. I could do whatever it is. I'll work with the community. You know what I mean? I'm here to work with you guys. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm here to listen. I'm here for help if you guys are offering to give it. I'm here.
Thank you.
Right. Well, I'm going to ask him questions real quick. I get that. I sense that. Is there anything else that you want to say? Anything specific about the action that is being taken against you?
I just don't feel that it's right. I've been in the... If anybody would have came to me, if you live right there and you come to me, people that know me, they know that Talat is an awesome guy. He'll say, okay, guys, we're not going to tune it up. We'll have them do it at their house. I'll tell them how to set it, and that's it. Because people want to tune up their stuff, make sure it's working. They're paying a lot of money for their systems. So they want to make sure it's working right, and it doesn't get cut off, or the amps don't get hot. You know what I mean?
Right.
So if anybody on that side would have came to me, I would have fixed the problem immediately. Okay. If there was a problem.
He's got the floor. Hold on. Ali, I have a question for you. How do you explain not responding to the 7 warnings that you were issued?
And
it was over a period of a year.
Okay.
That's my concern, is that you never responded appropriately. You had every opportunity to fix the violations that you were being not cited for, but were being asked of you to fix. and you never responded to that, and that bothers me.
How could you respond to something that you don't know exists?
You didn't know about these violations. The cop came to somebody at your business.
No, you gotta understand. I'm not. I have another business in Farmersville. I had my workers there. You gotta understand. If my workers don't tell me, that's why I'm running my shop in Reedley. That's exactly what I told Rob Terry when he came and handed me the paper. I told him that, and I told Minkler when I had the meeting with him when he gave me the 30-day temporary license. I told him, I'm here to run my business because I was trying to expand in Farmersville. Now I have my brother running that business for me.
Responsibility still is on your shoulders.
If
your employees didn't tell you and didn't communicate with you, that's an internal problem that you have. But
we have
to judge it based on that. And if there is no response, it's very difficult for us to make a good decision.
I wish you guys would have gave them a citation so I know there was a problem. I didn't understand there was a problem because I didn't know there was a problem.
Well, once again, like Mr. Terry said, you know, the only time that we're going to issue a violation is
when there's
the
a violation.
Were there when it happened and witnessed it. And certainly they would never do it on the first time, but after seven times they might have done it. But I have a difficult time that there was no response to this. And it's not too late for you because one of the things that you were offered, they offered to help you and move to another location, an industrial location. And I'm still sure that after this hearing, if you still want to do that, that they would work for you, with you.
You can rebuttal.
Please.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we hold you responsible for that. Once again, you know, that's still your responsibility.
I understand it's my responsibility. But if you have a kid that's getting in trouble at school and the teacher doesn't tell you he's getting in trouble, how do you know he's getting in trouble? I wish you guys would have notified me. The cop only came twice because I went to the police department the day that I was disrespected. I went to the police officers to the place and they said, boom. I said, could you check? Some lady, she was a nice young lady there, and she said the cops only been called out. They've been called, but only came out twice. They've been called, but they haven't came out. But they've only came out twice. And when the cop came, he's all, they were so nice. How you doing, Talat? How you doing? I said, what's the problem? He says, they called me just to come and tell you to lower it. You know what you got it. I understand, Talat, you're running a business. Just lower it. So I said, okay. A cop had never came to my shop when it was too loud. It was, when he would come out, there was no noise. And that's why I'm saying, if it was that important, wouldn't you think that all the people that own the houses, because if it was bothering me, I would be here. That's why I'm here, because this bothering me. But I don't see nobody here. I don't see nobody here. So who's complaining?
Well, I mean, I think we made that clear that people could complain through noise and remain anonymous because they don't want to either, you know, for whatever reason they decide not to. But they have that opportunity, and they did. And so what happens is that's why we have this list of dates and occurrences. And yes, only twice they went to your business.
During business hours.
However, there was other times that there was complaints, and I guess I'm trying to just, you know, I'm trying to comprehend this as well, Mr. Ali.
I know, but
but I'm trying to comprehend this as well because we have this documentation, we have letters, and negligence of you not receiving something doesn't mean it didn't happen. So what happens is that when the big one for me, honestly, is that when the property owners sent a letter to you. Anna sent a letter to the city of Reedley saying that they're concerned and they're hoping that you can take care of it. That to me says that if they can get in LA, you can get in Reedley or in Dinuba, wherever you live.
I didn't get nothing from Jaime Cervantes.
No, that's why. It's not Jaime Cervantes. I know. It's Rentec. And it has your suite address right here. Yeah. It has everything that, I mean, 1430 East Manning Avenue, Suite B. I mean, it has everything here that, you know, as a business owner, you would think that you know, you take the mail and you read it and you go from there. So
a lot of my mail goes to that Zumba class. And sometimes I don't get it. Okay. I told that lady that plenty of times. I even told the post office. I even called. I even told the lady. And she's all, you know, there's no A, B, or C on there. So we just put it. I said, my bit, it says the realest audio, right? They don't leave my mail where it belongs. Sometimes at the cutting edge where they cut hair, or is at the Zumba. I never receive my mail, not even my PG&E bills. So I did a direct, I do it where it's always getting paid because I don't know when the dates are, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't get my mail.
If you guys allow me, please. Mr. Perez, I had a quick question for you. I understand that you're extremely concerned about, obviously, a business owner needs to be responsible and needs to address serious issues, especially communication with city government. You're absolutely right about that. And I understand that the letters went out this year in June twice, correct?
The last two letters.
The last two letters. Before and how many letters
delivered.
And yeah. How many other ones were?
November 8, 2016. We have June 2nd.
So
we have one from the property owners, June 9th, June 7th, June 2nd. That was already there. June 23rd. And these are the most recent ones.
So every time there was a complaint, a letter went out, correct?
No.
Okay. So the amount of complaints were about seven, you said?
There were seven calls into the police department.
Yeah.
Right.
So
significant enough that the police then handed it to the community development department.
So what I'm trying to get to here, and just let's be logical about all of this. We're talking about moving a business to an industrial area, a business that typically belongs in all other cities in America in a retail area, stereo shops, main avenues. And again, I understand that there was some communication, and shame on him for not responding to this communication. Maybe he did not show himself very responsible. But the communication was based not necessarily on facts, but on rumors, on anonymous calls, still not witnessed by any city official without due process.
This is due process.
So okay, that's fine.
I need to
this
make
is
sure
what
that
we're
you
doing.
Understand
sure.
very clearly we are having an open yes. public meeting as due process.
Well, that's because he responded and replied to appeal your decision. But you made the decision without due process. Now we're going through due process because he's appealed it.
Due process, according to our municipal code, with all of the communication attempts that were made, very clearly states sure. that anyone not responding to those items does not mean that the process on the city side needs to change in any way. The efforts were made. We used every address, every avenue that we had sure. to be able to communicate with him.
And again, Mr. Terry,
so we did all we could do for due process.
I apologize, and I agree with you, but where's the proof? No police officer has witnessed this. And the people that made the complaints within the community were properly notified twice through public notice. They're not here. So let's put aside that, yes, he's an irresponsible business owner that does not check his mail. We're going to put him out of business without proof of an
we
incident.
We don't want him out of business.
Right. No, but where is the proof that the municipal code was broken? Do you have one?
The municipal code states noise complaints.
But, sir, do you have a proof?
No, that's why we're going through this process.
No,
is to
sir, you refused.
Continued complaints.
I'm going to have to disagree with you. You refused to renew his license, and it's because he's appealed it that we're here today. But at the time where you refused to renew his license, did you have any proof?
We did not refuse to renew his license. It's very important that you understand the process here.
So what did you guys
do? His administrative approval, which is a staff-level item, after numerous attempts to communicate with him were not responded to, the administrative approval, which is a ministerial
sure,
action,
sure.
was revoked.
Okay.
As a result of that revocation, you then cannot apply for a new business license.
So, Mr. Terry, at the beginning of this meeting, you asked this honorable board to, you asked them, you recommended against renewing his license, correct?
The staff's recommendation is to deny a conditional use permit.
Without proof, correct?
Because of continued complaints.
Without proof.
This is due process.
No, we're not talking about due process anymore. Do you have any physical proof, a police citation, code enforcement officer?
We have complaints and follow-up to those complaints.
Sir, somebody can make an accusation of a crime.
I'm answering you as plainly and as clearly as I can.
But I'm also telling you as a citizen that this is not the way America works. When somebody makes an accusation, there is a district attorney's office that files charges against that person. There is an investigation that goes through, and proof is presented. Imagine that this is a court of law, and these are jury and judges. Where is your proof, sir, that the municipal code was broken?
The proof is in the continued efforts to try to communicate with the business owner.
You're making the continued effort to communicate with the business based on allegations that are not proven.
That's the investigation part. That's
right.
Why we tried to communicate with him.
But
with
that's fine,
no
sir.
Response.
With no response.
No, I understand that there is no response.
Right.
But do you have a proof of the fact that the municipal code was broken?
We have complaints from people that stated
allegations.
That it was.
Allegations. They're not here today. Are they here today?
No.
Okay. So it is such a burden for this gentleman to the community that no one is here, no one is present, because it's such a burden to them that no one made the effort to show up, not even one person out of these 7 complaints. And all you have are phone calls. Hey, you know what? My neighbor stole this from me. Do you have any proof? And you're suggesting that this gentleman shuts the business down and moves to another part of town in an industrial area based on allegations? Would you like to be accused of something like this without facts?
I would go through the proper process.
And we're going through it, and we're going through it. And what I'm trying to say here, and the bottom line is, you have one citation? No. You have 2, 3, 4? No. Cite him. Send the officers. What's the response time here in the city of Frida? It's a small town.
Right.
It's 3 square miles.
Well, that was a courtesy not to cite him.
No, but at the time where the police officer showed up, there was no loud music. They could not witness it, did they?
But there was a complaint. So
they went
out there.
But they did not catch him in the act.
No, they're not going to. I mean, they communicate with the city, and it's
well,
it's.
So, to be quite honest with you, we had a conversation as friends, okay?
Right.
And this should not be happening. And the reason it should not be happening is because there were no citations. Irresponsible owner, call him that if you'd like. He didn't check his mail. But violation of the municipal code of Reedley has yet to be proven. Yet, all we have are complaints without witnesses. They're not present here tonight. And we do not have any citations from a police officer or a code enforcement officer. So we're going to kick a business out of an American city based on allegations.
We did not ask him to leave the city. I want to be very clear with that.
So what are we telling him? We're suggesting him that you just suggested to this commission not to renew his license. That's what you're doing.
We've made the offer multiple times to assist him in locating to a place that
but
would
why?
Better fit his business model.
But sir, why? If you do not have
to
any
try
proof.
To avoid the impacts on that residential area.
But I'm going to tell you, I am very, very disappointed in the way this is being handled. And the reason I'm being disappointed is that when something goes in front of a commission, at least provide me with some proof and not some allegations. And I hope that this commission will take that in consideration. Cite him. Because first citation, second citation, third citation, do not renew him. But catch him in the act. And if there are complaints, where are the people that complained? This is America.
Yes, sir. But in all honesty, if they want to be home with their family or taking care of whatever their evening holds in store for them, we let you speak, so please do that for us as well, sir. If that's what they want to do with their family, we have to be respectful of that. This city holds several different meetings for different things they want to inform the citizens about. Sure. Does that mean they're attended in a very positive fashion? Actually, they are not. They are attended by the individuals that have a heartfelt need to speak their mind, to be at that meeting. But it doesn't mean that each meeting that we put together for their benefit is attended well. That is just how the system works.
And I respect that, Mrs. Barcelos, but at the same time, if somebody is bothering me, and I'm the neighbor, and I've complained and complained and complained, and two public notices went out, and I did not show up, maybe I just don't care enough.
No, Mr. Ali, I'll speak directly to you because this is your business and your livelihood, okay? In the 15 minutes or so that I heard you speak, not one time did I hear you take responsibility for any of your actions. And that's what bothers me. We have provided documentation after documentation after documentation, and not once in the 15 minutes or so that you spoke did you accept any responsibility for any of your actions or activities. And I will leave it at that. Thank you.
And just get to the point.
Yeah, I did. I said, let me know what I could do. It was my fault for letting my workers work there. Let me know what I could do to fix this. I guarantee you, I even told Minkler when we had a good talk. What was his name? Minkler? Paul?
Malecki.
Malecki, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
But I even told him, and he says, I understand. I said, tell me what I got to do so we can work together. If I would have been notified, it's my fault. I'll take all... They're my workers. Anything goes wrong, I'm the one that gets it. I understand. So I just told him, tell me what I got to do so I can work with you guys. Let's work together. Let's not work against each other. I didn't come here to argue with you guys. I came here to find a solution with you guys. I have put 3 years in that building. I fixed it up. I've done a lot. I made it where it's easy for me to work in that building. And it's hard for me to move. I got so much stuff. He went to my shop. For me to move, it's gonna hurt me. It's not gonna help me. And I want you guys to try to help me. I'll work with you guys. Tell me what I gotta do. I'm not here. I'm not against you guys. I didn't come in front of you guys to argue with you guys or to lie to you guys. I came here for a solution. Let's try to get a solution. That's all I'm asking. I wanna, let's work together. Help me. I've been in the city for 14 years. February 3rd, 2003 is when I got my license issued. You know what I mean? So I've been here and I've been busting my butt to make this business work. And it's hard. It's hard. It's hard to make a business work for that long. Help me keep my business where I'm at. Tell me what I got to do. If I can't work over 5 o'clock, if I can't do installations, I'll tell my customers, I can't do my installation after 5 o'clock. Tell me what I gotta do so we could work together so I keep my business there. I do help the community. I bring people from Kingsburg, Porterville, Dinuba, Selma, Parlier. People love coming to me because I'm so nice to them, honest, and I work with them. If anything messes up, I'll take care of them. I'm trying to do what's right. So help me, Don. Help me, Brian. Help me. Help me, Don. Help me, Pete. Help me, Alberto, Rob.
Mr. Ali.
Ron.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is this accurate that you were invited to sit down with the community development director?
He told me.
Is it accurate that you were invited to sit down with the community development director?
Is this right here? Yes, he came to my shop.
Why did you not meet him?
Today?
No. You stated that any of the previous communications you had not received, so I made sure that when we were giving you communication for this meeting, I hand-delivered the
And I did come on Wednesday or Tuesday.
Did you make an appointment with me? Did you
call beforehand? I tried, and you told me just wait for the meeting. I went with...
No. Did you call me before you walked in on Friday afternoon to schedule an appointment to sit down and discuss?
No, I didn't. I'm not going to lie. I came to the office to talk to you personally, and I came on Tuesday, I think.
No, Tuesday or Wednesday. On Friday.
Is it Tuesday, Wednesday? I don't, maybe Friday. It was like, what, 3 days ago? I came to talk to you, right? And you told me just wait. I came to talk to the city manager. And you said that you can't talk to the city manager for some reason. Remember? What did you tell me? I wanted to talk to the city manager, and you told me something.
I expressed to you that because of what you wanted to talk about, I said that's what this public hearing would be for. The offer that had been made to you multiple times was for you to sit down and to discuss what options had been available. Once this public hearing was scheduled, it would be inappropriate for you to go and to try to speak to any city official to try to sway anything one way or another. That's what the public hearing is for.
I know, but Rob, I didn't even hear you tell them that I did come on Friday to talk, and we did talk on Friday. I came like around, I think, 12, 1 o'clock?
It was in the afternoon, yeah.
And I did talk to you.
Without you, you did not seek to make any type of appointment to have any discussion with me about business practices, about what could be done to address the situation.
Because I thought that's what this was for, right?
Well, you just
I've never been in this situation.
I explained to you that at that point, after 15 plus months of trying to communicate, a half of a business day before a public hearing.
That's very
different.
Rob, I'm not here to argue with you.
I'm not trying to argue with you.
I'm trying to fix this so we could move on.
My question is, okay, were there attempts made to have a meeting for them to invite you to have a meeting with
him? Yeah, and I did.
And then why did you not meet with him over the course of this? You said 15 months.
Sir, I'm going through a divorce, if you want to know that. And it's hard for me to get here. I got two kids.
Okay, so you chose not to meet with him?
I didn't choose. I came on Friday. I have my kids with
me. Other than Friday, did you choose to come meet with him?
No, but I said...
Thank you. That's all I need to know.
Mr. Ali, the only reason why this is coming up is because even in July, early July, you were hand given a note.
I know, but...
I did go to him. I didn't think... There's communication.
But we're not here about... I'm not here to... Okay, it's my fault for not going, okay? It's my fault because I have family issues, okay? I don't want to bring it up to everybody here.
No, we don't want that.
And I understand, but it's hard. Business or my son and my daughter hung out there or pick up my kids and take my kids to the shop. It's hard for me right now, okay? It's hard for me. And for me to keep going through this, and all I do is wake up. I don't ask for nothing for free in this world. I wake up, have the shop opened, help the customers out, get my job done, and go home to my family. Come back, same thing. I just want you guys to help me out. I've been here for 14 years. Like, I just want help. That's all I'm asking for. I'm asking for you guys to help me out. I don't want to lose my business at Ridley. I've been here for 14 years. I've developed customer relations with these guys 14 years. Help me.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Some people are too proud to ask for help. I'm asking for help. Help me. If I can't install there, I'll get a place in Dinuba or in Ridley to install my stuff in Ridley.
Right.
Can I keep my business there? And I don't care if I have to spend money. I'll drive my cars. I'll explain to the customers I can't install here. I'll drive my cars to the industrial place. But could you help me? I'm asking for help.
Okay, thank you.
I'm asking for help. That's
thank
it.
You.
Mr. Chair, can I make one final statement?
Please.
Thank you very
much. Make
one
it quick,
statement.
Please.
The final statement is this. You guys are here to enforce the municipal code, correct? And counsel and advice based on what the code says, correct?
Right.
And I go back to the same thing. Was the municipal code violated in any ways? And why should he even sit down in the first place with anyone? Why should I go to court to fight a ticket if I don't have a ticket? Why? Think about this aspect. Why should I sit with any city official? I'm a free man, unless I need to because I broke the law. This gentleman did not break the law. Can anyone provide the proof that this gentleman broke the municipal code? And if not, why are we talking?
Well, first of all, I think you're confusing. This is not a
I understand.
Legal
I'm just
venue.
Comparing. I'm just
comparing. This is an administrative
yes.
process.
Yes, right. sir.
So, you know what? You're way off base.
No, but I apologize. I'm going to have to argue with you.
You're repeating yourself.
Well, no. I'm
going
to. I understand that. But what I'm trying to explain to you, it's not a legal venue. You're absolutely right. It's an administrative one based on the municipal code.
Which noise complaints falls into that.
But they're without proof.
It does. Okay.
It's noise.
If it's noted in from the police department, that's the proof right
so
there.
So even though, hang on, I apologize. So if a police officer did not witness it?
They got a call, there's a log.
So if there is somebody that made an allegation, it becomes a proof?
The witness is for citation aspects. We have a courtesy not to cite right off the beginning. They have a courtesy. So if there's a situation that it keeps going and going and going, then they'll communicate with the director.
But sir, with all due respect, he was never caught with that loud music. Well, these are allegations.
It doesn't mean it didn't happen.
It did not mean it did not happen. You're absolutely right. But it did not mean it happened. So now we're going to...
Right. So let's just...
Please.
You know, we got your opinion. We got Mr. Ali. There's other people that showed up, so I want to give the rest of the audience, please, public... any comments regarding this issue? You have 3 minutes, please. Let's keep it respectful and on time, but you're more than welcome to come up here. And if not, then we're gonna go ahead and take the opportunity as commissioners to have all this information in front of us and from public comment, and we're gonna make our own decision on what we're gonna do for this resolution. So is there anyone else that wants to speak in behalf or against? Please state your name and your address. If you prefer not to say your address, at least the city that you reside in.
My name is Michael DeQuerco. I reside in Reedley, California. I've dealt with Ali before. He's a good businessman, great customer service. I've just heard that he was having problems with the business license. Every time I've been there, the only time I've really heard loud music is in the middle of the day. I don't know what zoning is there or how it works, but I've never heard it past 5 o'clock. So... I'm just kind of thrown in the middle of it, just kind of let you guys know. A good businessman. Be ashamed to see him another business go out of business. If you guys want to put him in that industrial area, it'll put him out of business if you put him out in the industrial area, basically. Any new customers, he won't have any walk-ins anymore.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yes.
Sure, please.
My name is Dario Villarreal, and I'm from Rossi, California. He's done about 5 or 6 of my cars, and he's done a perfect job with every single one of them. And I've been there. He's a great owner. He's actually a friend of mine as well, and he's very respectful as well. So I don't see why anything like this is happening to him. He's a very... perfect human being in my eyes. That's all.
Okay, thank you.
I know, Mr. Ali, it was stated in the letter that I hand delivered to you, but I want to remind you again, should the commission accept staff's recommendation and deny a conditional use permit, you do have the opportunity to appeal that item within 10 business days to the city council. And the city council will then hear that item on August 22nd. Okay, I want to make sure that you know that. And I want to assure you that everybody in this room empathizes with you. This is absolutely not something in any way, shape, or form that is intended to be personal, although anything that deals with your daily life and business will absolutely feel that way. I hope that you understand that we're simply doing our jobs and that we're trying to do the very best that we can to follow up on the complaints that we got in line with the directives that we are given to oversee these administrative responsibilities. I think I would speak for everyone in saying that we will want any business to be successful within the city of Reedley, or I don't think that we would be here doing what we do. At that point, it'll be handed over to the commission now. And as always, if you have any questions for me, I am always available to make an appointment to sit down with you and to discuss in any way. I made that I made that offer from the very first communication I had with you, and I continue that right on through today. We want to see you be successful, but we have to address the prior complaints that have gone on and take it through the process of investigating what those items are and discussing how it all unfolded. I wish you had have received those items as well. Staff, I assure you that the staff at City Hall made every effort that we could to get those items to you in the appropriate manner.
Mike.
I appreciate that you guys are wasting your time. You guys could be with your families right now. I appreciate that. I mean, everything to me, but, I've been here for 14 years.
Addressing the public is never wasting our time.
Right.
I guarantee you. We're here because
that's why
we care.
14 years. Doing my best. I'm at the shop. You know what I mean? So if you guys have any suggestions, let me know. Right. Help me out. I'm here to listen. I'm on here, so like I said. Whatever you guys can do, I'm listening. I'm here, so there's no misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. I'm here, I'm listening. So help me the best that you guys can. Whatever decision you guys make, I gotta go by it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Ali. I've been on this commission for 5 years, and this is hard. This is hard just because I've never had anything to do, and it's never really happened like this before to deny something. And so we take it seriously. So we ask for the information that is appropriate, and we got it. So it's not a happy thing, believe me. But it's something that we have a process. We're here as a commission for the community to the betterment of Reedley, entire Reedley. We love the city. That's why we do it. With that said, I'm going to go ahead and put this to a vote, unless you guys have any questions, concerns. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and close the public comment section, and we're going to focus on voting on there's two items. Well, there's one item, but they're split into two, so I'm going to explain that real quick, okay? The first item is going to be about the environmental assessment. Okay, it's not going to be about the conditional use permit. Commissioners, before you, you have a conditional use permit in overall number 2017-4. It's split into two. We have A and B. So we're going to do a vote on A first. And then we're going to do a vote on B. So we're going to do it separately. So we're going to be two roll calls on that. So let me explain what this is, okay? So in front of you guys, you have a condition use permit number 2017-4, item A, and it is a recommendation to approve the environmental assessment number 2017-5. Determining that the condition use permit application that we just spoke about is exempt from CEQA pursuant to sections 15301 of the California Environmental Quality Act guidelines. So I'm going to move for a motion to approve the CEQA environmental aspect. Can I get a second?
Second.
Who? Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Okay. And could we get a roll call, please?
Chairman Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Bissett?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Okay. And now we have section B, which is the recommendation from staff is to deny the conditional use permit application number 2017-4, upholding the revocation of administrative review permit application which is number 2014-31, which requested authorization of an audio system sales and installation business located on 1430 East Manning, Suite B, on the northwest corner of East Manning Avenue and Katy Avenue. So the recommendation is to deny. Could I get a motion to approve the denial?
I make a motion.
Okay, we have a motion. Could we get a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a second. So now we're going to do a roll call, and you either say we're going to accept a denial and or we're going to deny the denial. So yes for the denial and no to say no to the denial. So if we can get a roll call, please.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
Commissioner Bissett?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Chairman Custodio?
No. So with that said, it still passed that it was denied, 4-1. So the aspect of that is what happens next, please. So he needs to know.
Yeah, so Mr. Ali, you could either accept the denial of your conditional use permit from the Planning Commission and your business activities at that location under that business would need to cease when your business license is officially up, which is the end of this month, July. You're welcome to relocate your business. As I said, we'd be happy to assist in any way that we can to go with that. You also have the right to appeal this action the Planning Commission just took to the City Council. You would need to do so in writing, delivered to the City Clerk Monday through Friday during business hours, 8 to 5, within a 10 calendar day period of today. So 10 days from today, you have to appeal this decision, and then the City Council would hear the appeal for your conditional use permit if you choose to do so.
You have the right to appeal to the City Council, which I'm hoping that you consider all your options in this. Really, I'm just telling you on the record, consider all the options that you have, okay? And
you know, you guys are all wrong, right? You guys don't show no proof of anything to shut them down.
Well, sir, we had an opportunity.
No, the public comment period is over.
So you had an opportunity. I'm sorry, but I'm just telling you that you need to take your options. Your everything you have. You need to take that into consideration. You have another process you can go in front of, and hopefully you have. It's not about liking the business, sir. It's unfortunately.
I don't understand. I told you guys to help me.
Well, we can't do that right now. This is.
I understand.
Right. But you have an opportunity now to sit down and meet.
To seize the place, that means.
You have until the 31st.
To operate your business
right
in that location, so following the 31st, when your business license is no longer valid, you can't conduct business at that location.
You have a 5-year lease, so if that's what you're concerned about, getting all that stuff out of there, your lease can continue. You just got to cease to do business.
Yeah. I do custom jobs, which I told him I need. I do custom jobs, and I have cars there that are torn apart. It's impossible. Now I'm going to have angry people at me because I do custom, like fiberglass work, custom stuff, and now I got cars torn apart. You guys understand, like, the stress level that this brings. You guys understand that.
Yeah, and I'm right, and Mr. Ali, and the comment portion was over, and you know, we can sit here all night and we can talk about this, and unfortunately, we can't do that. We get this information, we have to make a decision, and that was a decision that was made. I just hope, you know, that I understand that, but even just the fact, you know, just the fact that there was. Some of us own businesses, and unfortunately, if there was something wrong, we're there. I'm sorry, and unfortunately, we didn't see that with you. So we're asking you that if you don't agree with this this decision, then you can go in front of your elected officials and talk to them.
You guys know the City Council?
Yes.
How do I go by that and just go and just talk to them?
No, again, if you want to officially appeal the decision.
Right. Yes.
Okay, that needs to be done in writing.
letter.
And you submit that to the city clerk,
right,
which is the entrance right here. You simply write a letter stating that you wish to appeal the Planning Commission's actions from this night.
Mr. Bonanno can help you with that.
Yeah. But it has to be in writing, and it has to be within 10 calendar days.
No.
It has to be printed
out. It needs to be in writing.
I'm going to give it to you guys?
It has to be delivered to the city clerk.
Yeah.
Mr. Terry, isn't there a monetary fee for that also?
Mr. Ali, there is a $500 appeal fee as well. Now, I want to remind you, we waived the fee for this one here. We want you to be successful.
Right. So, take this decision. But you have another process that you can go in front of your elected officials, and you have a month. Basically, before you meet with them, and see what they decide. Okay.
Thank you guys for your time.
Thank you so much.
Sorry that it had. All right. So that closes out section public hearing number 2. Now we're here with section number 3 of the agenda, which is director's report, which anyone could stay and witness if they want to.
Waiting for the commotion to stop.
No, go ahead. It's your report now. You have the floor. It's all on you now.
Thank you very much, Chairman. So I think the biggest news going on right now, of course, is the settlement with Consolidated Irrigation District. The CID elected to accept a settlement agreement that the city had put forward quite some time ago, to be honest, and had kind of gone back and forth several different times. But they finally elected to do that less than 24 hours before it was supposed to go to trial, which we think is extremely telling. The decision was made to enter into that settlement agreement. I'd be happy to get the details of that to you if you so wish. In short, it ends up being a $300,000 one-time payment to CID to fund specifically water recharge infrastructure. They in turn agree that they would dismiss all 4 of the ongoing lawsuits with prejudice, which is a very important item to note, because it means that anything that they stepped away from, they now cannot come back and try to sue on again in the future. Mm-hmm. That includes the general plan EIR, which means that we now have a fully certified environmental impact report for the general plan and a fully adopted general plan, so we can now move forward with the future plan of the community. Very, very important. You'll see that through our CEQA process, we will continue to outreach to CID. We would do that regardless of who the agency was, because that's the proper form to do, and that's the right thing to do. So we will continue to interface with them. So if you ever see response letters from any of the projects that we may have going on in the city from them, that please don't be alarmed or surprised. We still will respond to them with the same amount of consideration and respect that we always have. So that's that moving forward. Having said that, immediately we had developers on the phone, knocking on the door, coming in and very excited to come into Reedley. People that were saying for the last several years they had been very interested in being here and were simply laying low to avoid the potential of either complicating further litigation or, of course, maybe even putting themselves into the crosshairs of anything of that nature. So I believe that you're going to see some good residential and some good commercial items coming before the commission where appropriate here in the near future.
Busy.
Yeah, I think it really, really will be. Thank goodness we have Ellen, who seems to be able to juggle a million things at once, even though we won't take improper advantage of that. And Caitlin, who I would readily argue is the best permit technician in the entire state of California, but we'll try not to get the head too big over there, right? We have a very capable staff and a very dedicated staff and an incredible building official who makes sure that the things that are placed here and read are done properly. So we're excited. We're excited for the opportunities that lie ahead. And this body here will have an opportunity to be a lot more engaged than we got to over the last few years, because now development can start churning forward.
Can you be specific on the 4 lawsuits that were? What were they?
Yeah, so the first one, of course, was the general plan EIR, and they stated they did not adequately address water recharge. Then you had against the Blossom Trail development, same
which
type of thing.
Where, please.
So the Blossom Trail development is out on Manning Avenue.
Oh, okay, because mm-hmm. they're all like the
oh,
same.
Oh, yeah.
They all named Blossom River.
Yep. So Blossom Trail is out on the east side of okay. Of Manning Avenue.
By Feely?
Correct. Okay. Yep. So similar type of complaints that they had for everything was that it adequately addressed water and water recharge specifically.
Okay.
The other one was in the Kings River Village, which was an extremely sustainable development. It's already fully entitled. That one is down on Dinuba Avenue, down by the sports park.
Oh,
parks.
The sports park mm-hmm. with a commercial in the front.
Yep.
And all that.
Completely operating on gray water, purple pipe. I mean, it was as sustainable as you
right.
can build. So
yeah,
it was very interesting that they elected to. Mm-hmm. To go after that one, but because those entitlements are already in place, it appears that if a developer and an investor wants to put effort into that, that could very easily be revived and could be placed. So we're hopeful for that. We'd love to see a development like that in Reedley. We think it'd be a great thing. And then the fourth one was the urban water management plan, which of course I think is self-explanatory. They just assumed that any of the stormwater runoff and the sites were not being captured and recharged appropriately.
All the details are in the minutes on
yep.
the agenda for tomorrow's meeting.
Correct.
Yep.
Okay. Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, so exciting times moving forward. I will actually be out of the office starting on Wednesday. I'll be out for a couple of weeks, but then back, and my phone is always attached to my side, so if ever needed, feel free to shoot me an email or give me a phone call if it's something urgent. 24/7, I'm always available. I'd love this community. I want to be able to serve the best that I can. So you guys know how it is as business owners too, right? It never stops.
mm-hmm. You gotta take care of business.
Yeah, aside from that, I don't know if there's any additional items. Ellen, anything
no.
you think I missed? Okay.
All right. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And here we have a future agenda items. We have a couple dates. Are those still good to go for now, at least the 3rd?
Correct, yes.
August 3rd?
Yeah, August 3rd, the public hearing notice was published in the paper, I think last Thursday.
Okay, so that one's good to go?
Yes, and then I will get confirmation this Friday on August 17th, but it is very likely that we will have a meeting.
So we're going to get busy here for at least August,
yeah.
back-to-back meetings. Actually, yeah? Okay. All right, with that said, thank you for being here. Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.